This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Super excited to have him back on the show. He was on the show back in November 2019. We were talking about Strikeforce Technologies, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol SFOR. And with us today is the CEO and chairman of that company, Mr. Mark Kay. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. I appreciate it. And I'm glad to be here. And sorry it took a while to get back.
Well, you know, I wanted to hear from you because there's a lot of things going on. So if you would, maybe give me a little bit of a summary of what Strikeforce is all about, because we've got a lot of new listeners here in the last 2 or 3 months.
Well, the good news is we're still got our three major products, Protect ID, Guard ID, and Mobile Trust. Protect ID is our authentication product that's gaining a lot of momentum with the out-of-band authentication as well. Our Guard ID is our keystroke encryption product that runs on PCs and mobile phones, iPhones, and Androids, and that's starting to gain out there a little bit. And Guarded ID is actually starting to really hit the market for us very, very well. And I could explain that a little bit and want to talk about the products we're doing. That's our three major products that are doing well, and we feel good about it. A blockchain company that's a subsidiary of ours is still holding its own. It's really nothing going on there right now because of the market is so quiet, but we expect that to take off at some point in the future.
You know, the last time you were on the show, and I'll get to my next question, but I did want to ask you this. Last time you were on the show, we talked a little bit about CyberLock Bundle. Any updates on that?
Yeah, well, we're definitely doing a lot of things in that area. And in the Defender area, we are have a lot of opportunities. So, for instance, one of the areas we're working hard on is the PR we just put out this week that talked about the SAFE program, which is a coronavirus-type program for people who work at home. It's costing a little less than the normal product, but it's still, you know, it's some changes to the product, and we can sell it on a monthly basis, so you only need to use it for a month if you're working home for a month. But it's definitely a solution for anybody who has to work from home from a security package. And it is starting to gain a lot of momentum in the marketplace. And, you know, and the PR we put out was about the SAFE program, which really has to do with coronavirus, which is the secure access for employees. And that's working very, very well.
Well, you know, it's been about 4 months since you've been on the show. You've been really quiet. I want to know, are you working on anything new, like any PRs or any things that you guys kind of got underneath the radar that you're about to bring out?
Yeah, and that's a great question, and that's probably the main reason I'm here. Definitely this last PR we put out that I just mentioned related to the SAFE program is the first thing we did. It's with our current products, but a little updates on it to get it out there. But the e-travelers program, that was another program we got going with Guarded ID as well. That's got a major, major new effort on it. Matter of fact, our West Coast channel partners seeing a significant surge of interest in that program. They're currently working on many hotel opportunities in multiple states. And one of those opportunities, I can't mention the name as of today, but I probably will next week, is a large convention center that's associated with nearly 100 hotels, and they are trying to get all of them, I mean every one of them, at least 80 of them, updated as fast as possible. So we might have them on board starting next week, a few of them at least. And we're talking about the convention center even signing itself up on that one. And then, you know, that e-travelers program is going out in many different directions. But these are our new channel partners in the West Coast, besides the ones that are getting us going in New York City as well. So we expect a lot from that program. And then in addition to that, we still have our major program that was going on, supposed to happen in February or January this year, did not take off yet, and that's with the largest credit card processor. We have that contracted already through our channel partner, and it's definitely, you know, at the latest is they're starting to get going, and they're predicting a mid to end of April putting out all the letters and everything to all their merchants. and all their merchants taking on guarded, the endpoint lock product as a major, major output. And this is the one that's going to go to millions of people, and it's going to go through a couple different companies. And we're definitely in line to get that going. But so instead of being at end of January, early February, it's going to be more like end of April, early May. But it's going out, and that's our hope, and that's what they're telling us. Again, it's through channel partners, so we can't control it, but we definitely have it. It is contracted, and that's going very, very well. And then besides that, we have a new channel partner our old channel partner in Europe finally has a product going out across all of Europe. And once again, it's a big, major security bundle that we're part of. And they expect many, many companies being takers of this product as well. And again, coronavirus has a lot to do with that one, especially in Europe, where all the companies are working from home for the most part, and they need these security packages that are going out with Guarded ID as part of that package as well. So that's a major program. And then the last program that we have going out, and we have others working on, but the last program that's going out, not contracted as of yet, but should be, is the one that we talked about earlier with one of the major banks that will go as Guarded ID to their company, and they will be putting it out as part of our product to help get documentation done. So clients, when they're doing documentation, which, again, they could do from home, and they have to do from home to get these documents in, you know, whether it's mortgages or other types, definitely will be a large taker for these. And again, this specific product expects, you know, at least 500,000 and more people using these, and that'll bring in a lot of revenue. So these various different products, we expect to see a lot of revenues coming in, and we'll be putting PRs out on a regular basis on these products, and we should see other PRs going out for the next week or the week after. I'm not sure, you never know exactly when they'll hit. But I think we're coming into a period of time that we're going to see a lot of opportunities, a lot of things taking off, and start getting these major revenues in. And all of that, by the way, and a lot of stockholders keep coming into us and asking us these questions about dilutions and reverse splits and everything. We're not planning, again, still not planning on doing any reverse splits in the near term. We can't, because we're not showing our strength. You know, once we show some major strength, which will be a while down the path, we might do a reverse split. But at this point, there's no chance of a reverse split happening. And we do have a lot of dilution going on right now, because we have taken a lot of money, more or less through convertibles, over the past year to keep going. And these programs are now capable of getting done because of the money that we have and strength we have. So dilution has been going on for that reason. It should not continue as this money, as these revenues start coming in and we get the revenues and able to stop all these dilutions that would occur in the near future. So we expect that to slow down after a certain point, and definitely reverse split is not in our short-term radar.
Mark, let me ask you this. Last time you were on the show, we talked about basically a forward statement, how you thought revenues are really going to start coming on board the first, second, and third quarter of 2020. Do you still have plans that you'll be in the black here by the end of the year?
Oh, that's another great question. And yeah, we said we'd be in the black by July, August. But as of now, you know, since we're not getting going until April and May, that's like February, March, April, May, it's like 3-4 months later. We do expect to be in the black 3-4 months later, so more like November, December timeframe. But it's still, we're expecting all those to get done, plus all these new programs I mentioned today. I just talked through 5 major programs that should bring in a lot of money, and starting soon, I think, are major hits for us. And any 3 of these would be major, and let alone 5 of them. And they're all about to get contracted, and some of them are already contracted, as I said. So we expect to really be in the black definitely before the end, well, hopefully before the end of the year. And if not, it'll be shortly into the next year, that's for sure. So we're feeling really well, really good about these programs, and expect to really show some major strength in that area.
My guest today has been Mark Kay. He is the CEO and chairman of Strikeforce Technologies. Still personal, my personal opinion, undervalued here at 0015, market cap just a tad bit under $6 million. You can find them on the OTC markets. Look them up. Their ticker symbol is SFOR. Mark, I want to thank you for coming by on the show. Only thing I ask is that you wait 4 months to come back on. I want you to come back on in 40 or 50 days and give myself and my listeners an update of what's going on with your technology company.
Yeah, well, if what I said is true, we should be back in 2 months. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks, buddy, for coming on. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much. And you know, we'll do the usual, right?
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.